Past and now. What is the past? And what is the now? How would you define each one of these? How often do you truly experience being in the now? In what ways does this differ from being held hostage and indelibly influenced by the past? When you are operating from the past, you are living as if you are a robot. You are not free to choose. You are not clear enough to attune to your intuition. Essentially, you are being run by filters developed in the murkiness of your unprocessed past. To understand this, let us observe the critical workings of your physical process of digestion, quite literally that of food and drink. Then we will transfer this wisdom, for it is the same principle at play in the non-physical as in the physical. Thus, to your budding comprehension of your non-physical existence, we will add the precious wisdom of precisely how it is that you process your life experiences. This refreshing new perspective will enable you immediately to digest both your present experiences and your past. For you and every other human being on this planet has been taught to accrue a past. Digestion. When you are keenly attuned to the innate wisdom of your body, you A, eat only when your body asks you to, B, eat only what your body asks you to, and C, eat only as much as your body asks you to. All of these require intentional stillness, your ability to listen to respect, and to act upon subtle signals that your body communicates to you. How many people do you know who honestly proclaim that they live by this degree of respect for their innate body wisdom? Are you one of these? Because we all grow up mirroring the behaviors that are modeled to and around us, typically without any awareness within us of this whatsoever. We have learned how to not listen to our own body's innate wisdom. We have learned how to blatantly disregard it. The result? Most of us, A, eat when we are not actually hungry, for hunger being the body's signal that it physiologically requires more nourishment. B, we eat foods and beverages that our body is not actually asking us for. And C, we eat well beyond our body's signals of being full. Without sensitivity to these innate communication signals directly communicated to us, in fact within us and through us, spoken in the language of energy from our body's own intelligence, we have grossly overridden its primal cues. Our mindless behavior leads us to gaining weight, developing clogged digestive systems literally lined with undigested food and drink, not to mention foodless intoxicants, and developing diseases as a result of our sluggish and congested bodily processes. The result of this? An accelerating epidemic in our society, in fact globally, of obesity and its multi-related health and thus economic, infrastructure, and relationship issues. In contrast, when we do attune to our body's natural wisdom, we notice the distinction between hunger signals and nervousness, agitation, fear, guilt, shame, and all sorts of other reasons why people eat. When we do attune to our body's natural wisdom, we tune to what our body is actually asking for. It knows what nutrients it needs, and so it gives us cues in the form of healthy desires, directing us to the best sources from which to gain these. When we do attune to our body's natural wisdom, we notice when we are feeling nourished, a point well before feeling full. When we do attune to our body's natural wisdom, we do not accrue a load of undigested food, the analogous parallel to an undigested past. What does this mean? Imagine a garbage truck cruising through a city neighborhood. It is commissioned to pick up masses of garbage from hundreds of houses or businesses before it heads to the dump to unload it. How does this vehicle possibly carry so much? Have you ever seen what it does from time to time to cram this much in? It compacts it. Just like a metal scrapyard that takes old automobiles and squishes them, the garbage truck compacts, compresses, and fossilizes trash to fit as much as it possibly can into a limited time and space. It literally compresses it beyond its freedom to move about, as in sedimentary rock. Your body, it does this too. Imagine this. What happens when you begin to eat a next meal before your digestive system has completed digesting the previous meal you sent down the pipes? In other words, what happens when you begin to eat a next meal before your digestive system has given you an I am hungry now signal? It compacts the undigested part of the past meals in order to attend to what is immediately present within its attention. Ask any colonics therapist, any intestinal surgeon, and they will confirm to you this. You have thousands of part meals of undigested food compacted inside of you. So what happens to this unprocessed food? It ferments. It rots. Could you, if you really, really wanted to, and if you really, really tried hard to, could you identify in that digesting soup inside of you what originated from what meal? For instance, could you identify a piece of lettuce that originated from your lunchtime salad 2 days ago? No. It is constantly merging and fermenting together. That is, when it is active, when it is still alive in the digestive process. When it is compacted, it becomes like sedimentary rock. It becomes inert, asleep, numb. Let us translate this now to your life experience. Many people have never, ever contemplated this. You need to digest your life experiences, just as you need to digest the food you consume. When you don't, you accrue a past. It is that simple. So what is life experience? It is everything that you encounter, everything that you interface with, everything that you experience, everything that affects you, even in the minutest way. Ideas, stimuli, heat, cold, opportunities, meetings, disturbances, elations, losses, ecstasies, wins, triumphs, ambiguities, longings, loves. It is all life experience, and it is yours to digest. Now, here is something really interesting. In your undigested life experiences soup, you have bits and bobs of joyous experiences, too. It is not just the bad stuff, the tough stuff, like gristle or nutshells or corn husks or dense, hard-to-break-down stuff. It is the good stuff, too. Consider this. Has there ever been a time in your life when you haven't fully, absolutely, completely experienced the very last embers your joy about something? Have you ever put the lid on, nipped your excitement in the bud, because someone else was suffering? Because you sensed that you were being too loud or too visible, or because you felt suddenly shy, or because you questioned whether you deserved such happiness? Have you ever not fully lived the totality of your ecstasy? These are very important questions to ponder. Your incomplete ecstasy, it too is festering in your undigested soup pot. What an incredible loss! Unless it is fossilized, compacted, of course, in which case it is as good as dead. So when you, I, for we all learn this via modeling the elders and others in our societies, when you do not fully stay present with your experiences in the now, when you do not fully digest what is happening in you or to you right now, you backlog it. Digestion is the process of sifting and sorting, of extracting the nutrients, the elements that are nourishing to the system that is digesting it, and of excreting the bulk. This is true with your life experiences, too. Consider this. Every single moment, every single nanomoment that you have rushed past your system's own natural timing of digesting any experience, and you have allowed the next experience or series of simultaneous experiences or stimuli to rush on in, you have effectively backlogged time. You have stored it, unprocessed, inside of you. This is the creation of the past in you. It is this simple, and it is unavoidable, unless you learn how to completely digest your life experiences in the now. Digesting your life experiences fully and completely is not only possible, it is absolutely essential. For if we individually and collectively continue to carry dead weight around, either inside of us or codependently, that is energetically carrying it mentally or emotionally for someone else, we cannot swim in the great ocean of life. With dead weight inside of us, as individuals and as a species, we quite literally drown.